This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. High schoolers often shell out at the end of the year. There's yearbook costs, senior trips, and the prom. In the midst of a deep recession, parents and teens are scrambling for affordable solutions to find the perfect prom dress. Youth Radio's Alyssa Wagner sent us this report.
The walls are plastered with prom pictures and clippings from newspapers and fashion magazines. And at 10:15 at Lincoln High School in Stockton, California, dozens of fashion design students take their seats and go to town on sewing machines. One girl alters a friend's jeans for a few extra bucks. Others are making hoodies. Stephanie Hernandez is one of six students designing her own prom dress. She's an outside-of-the-box fashionista who's known in the class for pulling off inexpensive fashion feats, like the dress she designed for winter formal.
My parents told me they had a budget for my dress, and all the dresses I wanted were really expensive, so I decided to make my own out of Teen Vogue magazines, and it was really cheap. It only cost me $10.
$10 for the packing tape she used to assemble magazine cutouts into a strapless cocktail dress. Now, Hernandez is splurging a bit for the prom by making a duct tape dress for 20 bucks.
I think it takes some brains and some creativity if you want to do stuff on your own. And I think when you spend less money and you're more resourceful, your dress ends up being more unique and memorable than if you spend a lot of money and then you just tuck it in the back of your closet and never see it again.
Girls have been making their own prom dresses at Lincoln High for years, but now there are incentives other than just personal expression.
It's not real good.
That's Gail McCauley, the fashion design teacher at Lincoln High School, talking about how the economic crisis has hit Stockton exceptionally hard.
Our financial state is, we have been number one in foreclosures. Our jobless rate is rising rapidly. So economic problems have hit us badly.
McCauley says even using high-quality fabrics, girls can still save money making their own prom dresses.
A short dress is usually about 2 yards. If it's a long dress, they may need up to 4 yards. So my guess is it's going to be more like $40 to $50 for a prom dress, which is still cheap.
But McCauley says that desperate local department stores are offering rock-bottom sales. So low that thrifty students can sometimes find store-bought prom dresses for as little as $30 or $40. But most students don't find dresses for anywhere near that price, because there's another concern that typically trumps cost, finding the perfect dress.
Ladies, we're going to study Dior today. I mean, what a fabulous way to start the week.
Across the country at Grady High School in Atlanta, Georgia, students are pushing to preserve the extravagance of prom and voted against holding prom at the school to save money. Danae White says even with a deep recession, most girls would rather skimp on dinner and the limo than the prom dress.
I think dresses are a big deal at prom. Like, everyone goes to prom to interact with people and to look at what each other have on or whatever. So, yeah, I feel like dresses are going to be very important this year, and people are not really going to slack off just because of the economy issues.
White works at Old Navy to earn extra money so she can pay for her prom dress. She studies fashion design at Grady High School's Urban Couture program. Student designers there have the super glam abilities to make their own prom dresses. They design entire lines of clothing their senior year. Vincent Martinez runs the fashion program where students have resisted making their own prom dresses.
What I find amazing is that the students that I teach, and I have predominantly female students, they are looking online in different catalogs for dresses. They're ranging in $200, $300 up to even $600. And that is no different than last year, or the year before that, or the year before that.
Martinez calls the prom dress splurge an economic stimulus of its own. But it's more than that.
It is a rite of passage. Society tells our teenage girls, and this has been going on for generations, you don't really make your own prom dress. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to go out and shop for one.
But don't tell that to Lincoln High's Stephanie Hernandez. She's still feeling great about her winter formal dress.
I don't think I missed out. I actually thought it was really cool to like have something that you made and nobody else has it. And then when other people compliment on it, you're just kind of like, woo-woo.
Hernandez also expects to feel woo-woo about her $20 duct tape dress, which she'll wear at prom on May 9th. She even hopes to make a little college cash by winning a competition from a duct tape manufacturer, offering a $3,000 scholarship to the best duct tape MacGyverish prom outfit. For NPR News, I'm Alyssa Wagner.
Alyssa Wagner is a graduate of the University of California, Davis. Youth Radio produced her story.